Welcome back. It's Trimming the Lamb, and we're looking at the Christian absolute in relation to what is going on in the end time message. I mean the followers of the ministry of William Branham. Let's listen to what our brother has also tried to put together to make us understand what our absolute must be and what William Branham said concerning his own absolute. Stay tuned.
Greetings, friends, in the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The purpose of this video is to prove that William Branham's absolute was the person of Jesus Christ and not his tapes. Yes, you could say William Branham's absolute was Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, and the Bible. But he never said his tapes were the absolute, as the tape church movement in Jeffersonville erroneously teaches. I first want to express my gratitude to God for Brother Branham's tapes, because Brother Branham's tapes direct us to the absolute Jesus Christ. As I listen to Brother Branham's tapes, I'm directed to the absolute, and through prayer, I contact the absolute, the Holy Spirit. But William Branham's tapes are not the absolute. The tapes are not Jesus Christ. We thank God for sending William Branham to preach his sermons, which were recorded on tape. And I believe his tapes have more revelation on them than any other preacher. But William Branham never said every word on the tapes was infallible or equal to Jesus Christ. Again, I believe William Branham was a genuine prophet whose ministry fulfilled Revelation 10:7, Malachi 4:5 and 6, Luke 17:30, also Matthew 17:11, Acts 3:21, and Revelation 3:14. This video is a third video in a series aimed at rightly dividing the word of truth regarding the seven false teachings coming out of the Jeffersonville, Indiana tape church movement. You can view the other two videos on my YouTube channel. Their titles are Overview Video, Seven False Teachings of the Jeffersonville Tape Church Movement, and the second is Not Every Word William Branham Said Was Thus Saith the Lord. Friends, please know I have reached out to the Jeffersonville leadership in love. I have sent emails, letters in the mail, and also made a private YouTube video for the leaders in Jeffersonville. I've received two letters back, but it seems the leaders do not want to receive correction from me as I was bringing it through God's Word. So in Christian love, we must pray for the leadership in Jeffersonville. Hopefully one day soon they will repent of their false teachings and simply teach the truth of God. Here's the outline for this video. We'll start by defining the absolute and then see how God is the absolute and His Bible and His Word is the absolute. We'll prove how Brother Branham's absolute was Jesus Christ only. After that, we'll look at the tape church's false doctrines about the absolute. Then we'll see more quotes on how Brother Branham's absolute was Jesus Christ. And at the end, we'll look at one often misunderstood Brother Branham quote. So let's begin with defining the absolute. A modern definition is free from imperfection. Brother Branham's definition from his Webster's Dictionary was similar.
See, unlimited in its power, perfect in itself, and it really is an ultimate. The word absolute.
Brother Branham's own words disprove Jeffersonville's beliefs that every word of Brother Branham is the absolute, as you'll soon see. Based upon these definitions, only God or Jesus Christ can be the absolute. Scripture says the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, which means almighty, ruler of all. Revelation 19:6, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Brother Branham plainly says he is not perfect, so that discludes him and every single word of his as being the absolute.
Well, I don't walk worthy, no. But
But Christ in me makes me walk worthy. I love him. I testify of him. I'm not perfect. Never will be in this world. You're not perfect. Never will be. But my love to him.
Remember, an absolute is unlimited in power, and Jesus had all power. This proves Christ is the absolute. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. On the other hand, Brother Branham admits he has no power, just like all of us have.
Now, when Jesus Christ heals the sick, now I don't say they'll be healed, I can't tell you that. Remember, I have no power to heal. I don't have power. You don't have any power. None of us does. We have authority. How many understands that?
Next, God's absolute is himself and his word. There is only one absolute, and that is God himself and his word. Romans 3:4 says, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar.
One said, well, we're the absolute. I said, we're the absolute. God's the absolute. He said, let every absolute otherwise than mine be a lie. Mine is the truth. There's the absolute to Christianity. That's the end of all arguments. The Bible said so. That makes it right.
Jesus says, God's word is the absolute, saying, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away, in Matthew 24:35. This is the scripture Brother Branham uses in reference to the absolute.
It's almost gotten to a place like it was in the days of Judges. Everybody has their own absolute. But it all fails, like the Pharaoh was and so forth, but God's absolute is his word. He gives it, and heavens and earth will pass away, but it shall never pass away. I like that.
Friends, if God himself and his word is the absolute, how can the words of a man be the absolute? They cannot. As Brother Branham quoted Romans 3:4 as proof that God is the absolute.
God's the absolute. He said, let every absolute otherwise than mine be a lie. Mine is the truth. There's the absolute to Christianity.
Now, let's listen to four statements by Brother Branham that prove his absolute was only Jesus Christ, and there can be no other absolute, and there is only one absolute always. The absolute is a person, an eternal person, and not a collection of audio MP3 files.
And if your absolute is in some organization or some sensation or something else besides the person of Jesus Christ, you have come to the same potion of shame, only worse. If your absolute is not Christ, that's the only center post of the human life, and Christ is the Word.
Amen.
Not your church, your Word, the Word. See, upon this absolute, I'll build my church, upon Christ the Word.
Notice, William Branham never said his tapes were the absolute. Listen, as Brother Branham says, there is only one absolute, and there is no other absolute, and it wasn't his tapes, and cannot be his tapes, because there are no other absolutes.
When we got one absolute, and that's the word of the living God, that settles it forever. No matter what anyone else says. Now, if he is our absolute, there can be no other absolute. You can't have say, well, my church is my absolute, my creed is my absolute. If Christ is your absolute, you believe Christ's word. There's no other way to do it. Yes, sir. He is my absolute. Now make him your absolute. Take in the time of my trouble, he's always the absolute.
Brother Branham's personal absolute was the word, the Bible.
My absolute is the Word, the Bible. And as a pastor here of the church, my absolute is the Word.
The truth is, Brother Branham preached about the absolute, Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, or the Holy Ghost. Next, here's three false beliefs of the Tape Church move regarding the absolute. Leadership at Branham Tabernacle erroneously teaches, and I quote, "I believe everything Brother Branham says is thus saith the Lord. This message has to be my absolute," end quote. This statement makes every word of Brother Branham, thus saith the Lord, or infallible. Additionally, they teach, and I quote, "It must be all or nothing. I have to believe that everything on tape is thus saith the Lord, and the absolute, the token for our day, and I must unquestionably believe every word of Brother Branham on tape," end quote. This is a dangerous, false doctrine, and I humbly believe it's the spirit of idolatry. The danger of these statements is deifying William Branham by making every word he said the absolute, when not every word he said was from God, as he admitted himself on numerous occasions. In 1958, by faith Moses, Brother Branham said, in regards to his 1977 prediction, "It was not the Lord saying it," which means it was not thus saith the Lord.
And that I predict, now this is not the Lord saying this, the other about the woman in this is the Lord, but I predicted in 1933 that the world would meet total annihilation before 77.
William Branham also said it was a very awful thing and tommy rot to make him infallible.
They claim in here that some brethren up there that said that I sent them up there, and they're preaching that man should leave their wives and hunt for their spiritual mate, and that I am perfectly infallible, that there's nothing, and what were some of the awfulest things you ever heard? And this church knows that we don't stand for no such tommy rot as that.
Thirdly, Jeffersonville teaches only the true seed of Abraham believe every word on Brother Branham's tapes are thus saith the Lord, which excludes everyone else from being the royal seed of Abraham. And I quote, "But God's prophet told us there would be a group of people that would believe every word. They are the real living seed of Abraham," end quote. Friends, notice the pressure of fear this movement is using. They say, falsely, if you don't believe every word of Brother Branham on tape as thus saith the Lord, you are not the real royal seed of Abraham. The truth is, real believers, the real seed of Abraham, do not exalt every word of William Branham to be infallible or thus saith the Lord. This is because they know Brother Branham says a true prophet and true leaders won't hold you to their own words in fear, but will point you to the Word of God. Church Age Book, Chapter 9, Laodicean Church Age. Have you ever noticed how the people who lead others astray bind them closely to themselves by fear? They say that if the people don't do what they say, or if they leave, then destruction will follow. They are false prophets, for a true prophet will always lead one to the Word and bind the people to Jesus Christ. And he won't tell the people to fear him or what he says, but to fear what the Word says. Thankfully, as you listen to more of Brother Branham's tapes, you find the truth that he made human mistakes, yet he was a genuine prophet. Brother Branham said he was not infallible.
If I make mistakes, you pray for me. I'm not infallible. I'm your brother.
Brother Branham said prophets are not infallible people.
Prophets are not infallible people. Prophets are not angels. They are men.
Brother Branham said there were mix-ups on his tapes.
About like the other day, I got something mixed up. I happened to hear it. I caught it right there, and it's on the tape, and I'll probably hear from it. But if you happen to catch that on your tape, remember, look in the Bible.
Brother Branham said prophets make mistakes, and every prophet made their mistakes.
Now, all I could say, I'm a man. My words can just fail just like any other man. All of us. I proved to you tonight that every prophet, everything else, they made their mistakes. But God makes no mistakes. His word is the truth.
Brother Branham said he made thousands of mistakes each year.
I make thousands of mistakes each month.
see him wrong. I say, God, I didn't mean to do that. You know my heart. I didn't mean to do that. I was trapped into that. I didn't mean to do it. You forgive me, Lord.
Brother Branham said every prophet must be tested by the word, and we must test and prove all things.
Third, as we had this morning, come to the prophets.
Amen.
And how you test it is to find out whether it is according to the word. If it's according to the word, then God's word becomes alive. We all must speak the same thing. Then we must speak not contrary, but exactly with this word.
Amen.
That's how a true prophet is tested, whether he's got the word. The Bible said if their testimony is not according to the law and prophets, there's no light in them.
Amen.
It's got to be according to the word.
Now, here is the time that everything that I've said has got to be proven to be right or wrong. Don't the Bible say prove all things and hold fast that which is good?
Now, we must prove all things by the Scripture. Not what, if it's contrary to my faith, and yet the Scripture says so, the Scripture's right and I'm wrong. See? The Scripture's always right, and the only way you can do anything is come back to the Scripture.
Remember, it's the elected is the only kind that'll catch it. Well, you say, how do you know that you're not right? Then test me by the word.
Amen.
Come test your denomination by this word.
Amen.
Let's see. Prove all things the Bible says.
Don't stop getting the tapes. Just stay with it. Search it by the word and see if it's right. The Bible said prove all things. I know it's unpopular. So was Jesus. So was the message always.
Also, Brother Branham said be very careful listening to him to know when God was speaking or when Brother Branham's human side and his own opinions were being expressed, which could potentially be fallible.
See, I've always asked you to be careful what you're listening to. See, there's so much of it that it's just the human side. But always, if there is something that goes forth, it will speak it. It's thus saith the Lord, even to visions or anything. I could be altogether wrong in my thought about Martin Luther King. I don't know. I can't say. That's just my opinion.
Now let's look at more Brother Branham absolute quotes. And remember, Brother Branham never says, I am the absolute, or my tapes are the absolute. Listen to these numerous quotations from Brother Branham in which he describes the absolute. You will discover there are numerous synonyms for the absolute, but they really are one and the same thing, the person of Jesus Christ. Brother Branham calls the absolute Jesus Christ.
If I die in my tracks, my absolute is Jesus Christ. Upon that I believe. You take your letter from one church to the other, from one place to another, but if you just take the real absolute Christ, Lord, anchor yourself in that.
He slays me, yet I trust him.
Amen.
My anchor holds within the veil. I had an absolute. I tied myself to his word, and his word was holding. He is my absolute. I found out. All these other things may fail, but Christ can never fail.
Now, when you become like Paul, have the same absolute that he had, a Christ-centered life is a different life than what you once had. But he held to and was not disobedient. He carried it out to the minute, for it was an absolute. And any Christ-centered life, that's your absolute. Paul had one too. The one we were reading about. He had a Christ-centered call.
Amen.
And that was his absolute. And at the closing of this meeting, I'm trying to tell you the reason that I've acted and said the things I did, because long ago, I take taken Christ from an absolute.
Paul said, none of these things bother me. For he was tied to an absolute Christ. Never true achievement is tied to an absolute. And my absolute is the Word. And everybody else's that's really born of the Spirit, their absolute is God's Word. I'm tied to it.
Brother Branham calls the Word of God the absolute.
It's got to come to one final absolute. And my absolute is the Word, the Bible. And as a pastor here of the church, my absolute is the Word.
But God's absolute is His Word. He gives it, and heavens and earth will pass away, but it shall never pass away. I like that. Now, if He is our absolute, there can be no other absolute. You can't have say, well, my church is my absolute, my creed is my absolute. If Christ is your absolute, you believe Christ's word. There's no other way to do it. The sweetest voice I ever heard in my life said, don't fear to go anywhere and don't fear to do anything, for the never-failing presence of Jesus Christ is with you wherever you go. That's silly with me. Let them rage. I got an absolute, my anchor hold, General, because it's a word of the living God. And only one thing to do if you have to stand by yourself, curse the thing in the name of the Lord. Stay with it. When you're absolute, you say, well, Brother Brandy, you make people hate you. God will love you. Amen. That's my absolute. Amen. Can't rest on an arm of flesh. You got to rest on the Word, what God said to you.
Brother Branham calls the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost the absolute.
Let us bow our heads just a moment. If you haven't got that absolute now, get it. If you'd like to have that absolute, that assurance in your heart of the Holy Spirit, raise your hand and say, I want something that'll punctuate the Word of God, and I see the Word of God made manifest. That's it, brother. When a man comes to Christ, you don't want to take some preacher's word, some secretary's word, some something else. You Protestants don't take this, that, or there. Go to that absolute. Until you're anchored there by the new birth, being born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, and you see the Bible being manifested in humility and love through your life. Oh, then that's your absolute.
And Brother Branham calls the pillar of fire and God and the Holy Spirit the absolute.
Core and I'm going to start an organization against it, but it didn't work. It failed. Moses had that absolute. Paul had the same absolute, the same pillar of fire, the same Holy Spirit, the same God. Not the I was, I will be, the I am. Present tense, always.
Based upon all these quotes, we can conclude that there is one absolute, and that is Jesus Christ. Before we finish, let's look at one often misunderstood Brother Branham quote. The one absolute quote about Brother Branham that some misunderstand is found in the Church Order Sermon from December 26, 1963. Brother Branham says, you kind of look to me to be your absolute.
It's got to come to one final absolute. And my absolute is the Word, the Bible. And as a pastor here of the church, my absolute is the Word. And I know you are brothers. You kind of look to me to be your absolute. To what, as long as I follow God, as Paul said in the Scripture, you follow me as I follow Christ. And then I'd expect you, brethren, at any time that you see me, to get away from this Scripture, to come to me privately and tell me where I'm wrong. I don't care if you're one of the trustees or if you're the janitor, whoever you are. You're duty bound to me as a brother in Christ to tell me when I'm wrong, scripturally. If it's a question, let's sit down and solve it out together.
After listening to this quote, let's take into consideration the context in which Brother Branham was speaking in. First, he was having a meeting with his deacons and brothers in the church, as well as the pastor, Brother Orman Neville, and he was setting the gifts in order, like tongues, prophecy, and interpretation. Brother Branham began, though, by saying his absolute was the Word. And then he says the brothers kind of looked to him as an absolute. Please know that Brother Branham never says Jesus is kind of the absolute. Brother Branham never hesitated about Jesus Christ being the one and only absolute. So this means Brother Branham was using a different definition of the word absolute. He was using the definition that means in control or complete authority, because he's speaking to the local church in Jeffersonville. He said someone had to be the head or leader, and this agrees with other quotes Brother Branham made when he said the pastor has the complete or supreme authority of the local assembly.
But I believe in the supreme authority of the local assembly. Show me with the Bible what's greater in the Bible than a local elder to a local church. But the full and complete authority of the church is the pastor. Read that in the Bible. See if that's not Bible order.
To be sure we're right, Brother Branham then gives a scriptural reference for what he means, that he's kind of an absolute. He quotes 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, in which Paul says to follow or imitate me as I imitate Jesus Christ. So it is clear Paul did not want to be worshipped when he said, follow me as I follow Christ. Nor did Paul want every person that heard him to exalt his every word to infallibility. This is true because of two scriptures. 1 Corinthians 7:12, Paul says, but to the rest speak I, not the Lord. So here's a case where Paul differentiates his own word from God's word. A second example is in Galatians 1, verses 6 to 12. Paul says, there's a curse upon anyone who adds or takes away from the gospel he first preached. And he said, if we or an angel. So Paul puts himself in that category. So Paul says there's a possibility that he could say something wrong. So Paul is saying that even he cannot change the revelation that Jesus Christ gave him at the beginning. When understood correctly, Brother Branham is saying the brethren wanted to follow him like believers followed Paul. Yet even every word Paul said was not thus saith the Lord. Paul says follow his Christ-centered life, like he tells the Thessalonians to follow the examples of other godly churches in the book of 1 Thessalonians, where Paul told the church in Thessalonica to follow the example of the churches in Judea. And friends, remember, Brother Branham's message was to restore Paul's teaching, not to change it. We are resting on that. In closing, I hope you can see the evidence from the Bible and Brother Branham's own words that Jesus Christ is the one and only absolute. Friend, Brother Branham's tapes are not the absolute, but they do direct us to the absolute, the unlimited, all-powerful person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll leave you with this quote in which Brother Branham prays for us to look away from him and see the omnipotent one, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that Christ might become the absolute to the entire congregation.
Blessed trustees, that man who stood with me so gracious in this great dark time that I've been through. Stand with the church who prayed with me and stood by me in times of trouble. Lord, I love them, and I offer my prayer that they will look to you, Lord. May they look away from this mortal clay of a servant. May they look to him who is the omnipotent, who is, and we know, Lord, that we are finite. No matter who we are, we're still mortal. But not the messenger, but the message. Grant it, Lord. That's where we point to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Grant that he'll be so real to everyone here today, even to the little children, that he'll become the absolute of the entire congregation. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I love him. again, shake hands with somebody in front of you. How many feels you? He is your absolute.
Hallelujah.
The Word, He is the Word. Do you believe that?
Amen.
He is the Word. And the Holy Spirit germatized that Word to make that life live in you of the Word.
Amen.
The vindication of the Word. Put the Word in your heart. Let the Holy Spirit come in and watch the Word move. Believe. Be humble. Don't desire to be a great somebody. Be a nobody, that God can make you somebody.
Please contact me if you have any questions or concerns about this video. God bless you, and may Jesus Christ be the desire of your heart.